Ah, there's nothing better than an early tea time. Seriously, the way I sleep and my energy is off, and it's really hard to concentrate. I'm thinking about taking up afternoon golf.
Oh, yeah, I was there, too. Turned out I had low testosterone, known as low T.
How'd you find that out?
Oh, I went to New Mail Medical. They did a couple of tests. It didn't cost much. And they came back with a completely custom recommendation to solve the hormone issues I had, that all men have. It's just a fact of life as we get older.
Seriously, huh? New Mail Medical?
Yep, New Mail Medical. They're in Skokie.
I don't mean to pry, but what did they all fix?
Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not tired anymore. I concentrate way better. I'm finally dropping some weight. I feel like I'm getting stronger, so muscle's starting to come back. Basically, I feel about 15 years younger after just a couple of visits. Oh, and my wife isn't complaining about the positive effects either.
Seriously? They fix more than ED?
Yeah. You should call New Mail at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or online at newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Join homegrown head coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to the Allstate Arena. December 1st, the Cats host Illinois at 8 p.m., and season tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. With the Bears today, John Fox said that Leonard Floyd is likely to be placed on IR soon, but the team has not decided yet about surgery for Floyd. Akeem Hicks and Danny Trevathan also did not practice today for the Bears. They head to Philly on Sunday, where they'll take on the 9-1 Eagles. And Bears great and Hall of Fame semifinalist Brian Urlacher was on with Spiegel and Parkins and mentioned he's not overly concerned about getting into the Hall of Fame.
It doesn't consume my time. I don't think about it a ton. You know, if it happens, great. If not, it's not going to define my career or my personal life or anything like that. Of course, I'd love to be in there, but I didn't play football to go into the Hall of Fame. I played because I loved it.
In the NBA, the Bulls will try and get their first win on their current road trip there in Salt Lake City against the Rudy Gobert-less Utah Jazz. On the ice, the Blackhawks are in Tampa tonight visiting the Lightning. In college basketball, tonight on the Score at 5:30, Illinois will take on Augustana. And in the AHL, the Wolves are off until Friday when they take on Minnesota. This update is brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, visit timeshareexitteam.com. And the football postgame show on the Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
We are out and about, as we often are on the Score's afternoon show. Bernstein and Goff, we are joining you from Oswego. Scoreboards is the place.
Get up for yourselves, everybody. You look beautiful out there.
Yeah. An opportunity for you to start your holiday weekend and perhaps win Bulls-Cavs tickets. And those tickets come with a parking pass. So that is a pretty special opportunity for you.
Right.
And we are looking forward to having a conversation with Jay Jaffe of Sports Illustrated, because when we ran down this particular list of potential Hall of Famers for 2018, I don't know if there's ever been a higher total wins above replacement or higher total Jaws score. And that's what we're going to talk to right now with Jay Jaffe on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. He writes for Sports Illustrated. He is on Twitter at J_Jaffe. What's going on, Jay? Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Hey, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you too here.
So we looked at this list, at this 2018 ballot for the Baseball Hall of Fame. Has there ever been a higher aggregate Jaws score on a ballot?
Yeah, I think if you go back to 2013, you're probably going to get some pretty insane numbers here. The past five ballots, really, 2013 through this one, have all been just very stacked. You know, depending upon how you define the question, you can come up with different answers as to which of those is the strongest. But just some fantastic ballots, and really, you know, we've unfortunately got to the situation where we've got a bottleneck on the ballot because of the continued presence of players, largely because of players linked to performance-enhancing drugs, which kind of slowed things down.
And that's where we pick up for the Joe Morgan letter that we read yesterday. And my partner has a problem with the messenger in this situation. You can't
and
have
the
Joe.
Message. I have both the messenger.
The bigger problem is the messenger, right? I don't want to put words in
well,
your mouth.
I think for those of us of a certain generation who simply affiliate Joe Morgan with just clown college and just simply being proudly wrong about so many things, I don't know if they're trying to reach the electorate or the younger electorate as some of the older ballots drop off. I don't know really what the point of it was. Do you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I sort of know the point, but boy, the timing is just awful. If you are going to purport to speak for Hall of Famers regarding the issue of performance-enhancing drugs, it should have been done in 2007 when Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco became eligible. They were the leading edge of writers confronting this issue. And failing that, you should have done it in 2013 when Bonds and Clemens, who are directly in the crosshairs of this particular letter, reached the ballot and became eligible for the first time. To do it now, after those two reached 50%,